you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, the Brooklyn Gamer, one half of the Durong Guys NBA podcast. It's NBA Australia, man. Hanging out in Larry Armour Studios in New York City, New York. Whoa, that's what we're doing. We're giving you the heads up on all the best NBA junk. Who's doing what? Where they're doing it? Why they're doing it? Who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? You know, that's what we do, man. Your favorite daily NBA podcast for all things NBA and Australia. Whoa! Anyway, today we are wrapping all the NBA games from last night, plus there's all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, Nas, better than Lonzo Ball, unpopular opinions. And it's Friday, end of the week. What do you reckon? You gonna get smashing up, bro? We had the Luke Longley All-Stars and everyone's favorite dickhead of the week. No prizes for guessing who that might be. And as we do every day, we check in on every Australian NBA player and see how they're going. Plus, it's the weekend edition, so we preview every single bloody NBA game for the entire weekend. Hot damn! And we'll finish up with an Everybody Loves Bainesy. It's a new one. You'll love it. It's pretty good. Oh, man. NBA Australia, you feeling good? Let's get to it.
Out for the Shaq attack.
All right, it's time for the whip around, and it's the Shaq attack. You better watch out for it. So what are we going to do? This is where we whip around the NBA and recap all the previous day's proceedings and drop any news that's fit to talk about. And I don't know, there's like a little bit of a thing last night. We got some all-star starters. Fucking yes. How did you feel about this? I was happily surprised by the West, and actually pretty happily surprised in the East as well, because let's get to it. East. No surprises with some of these. We've got Kyrie, LeBron, Giannis, and... So Kyrie, Giannis, LeBron, and DeMar DeRozan, kid. Because, I mean, sure, why not? Why not have DeMar DeRozan instead of big bloody Ben Simmons? Bit of a waste if you ask me. But the good thing is Joel Embiid beats fucking boring-ass old Al Horford. And, you know... This is a bit of a shame because I wouldn't mind seeing the
extreme zinger meal.
The extreme zinger meal as well would have been pretty good, but Embiid beats them both out. Good job, Joel. We'll talk about him in a little bit about, you know, some other extracurricular fun stuff that he got up to. But yeah, DeRozan over Ben Simmons. Fucking whatever. Look, I'm a stand for Ben Simmons. We all know that. And DeMar, he's having a good year, but still. Costco Kobe, mate. Costco Kobe. It's about as much fun as watching fucking paint dry. Anyway, the West. Steph Curry's the captain. James Harden is his backcourt mate. The other locks were obviously Kevin Durant, the coward, and Anthony Davis. But the extra fun special one, Boogie! Boogie beats out LaMarcus Aldridge, Jimmy Butler, and Karl Anthony Towns. I love this. We'll talk about that selection in a bit as well, which I'm pretty stoked on, if you can't tell. But yeah, LeBron and Curry the captains, so they get to pick the two teams, and we'll talk about that process a little bit later too. So let's get to the games. Hey, considering we had three nights straight of fights, were there any fights last night? Oh, nah, god damn it. Come on. Bring back the biff, left, right, good night. Come on. Anyway, instead, we had a pretty entertaining Sixers-Celtics game in Boston, but no Kyrie. It was London Redux. They played just on the weekend back in fucking London. It's pretty good, but no Kyrie for this one. We still got Big Simo versus Bangers Baines, though. But, you know, that's not quite as interesting as Kyrie versus Ben Simmons. Simo had a quiet one, so whatever. What are you going to do? Joel Embiid, though, celebrates his NBA All-Star starting position with a fucking That's a Knife performance. We'll talk about it in the That's a Knife segment. Holy moly, what a fucking game, eh? Good job, Joel. Just going to say 26-16 and a lot more stats. How about the homie Dario Saric? He jumps in with 16-6. TJ McConnell flattening motherfuckers and getting 15. Not bad. But as a team, they shoot 46.6% from the field against the Celtics. The much vaunted Celtics defense. The Celtics only shot 40%. So yeah, that'll do it. Remember, the Celtics only scored 80 in this. That is gross. And a lot of that comes down to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Terry Rozier hitting only 3 of 14 threes between the three of them. There you go. They hit 3 threes between the three of them. Not bad. Good job, man. Al Horford and Marcus Morris top scored with 14 each for the Celtics. Just not enough offense without the old Kyrie over there. And, you know, old busted ankle Gordy Hayward. Marcus Smart wasn't even that bad or anything. He was 13 and 5. I think he had 13 on like Well, 11 shots or something, though. You know, classic Marcus Smart kid. Sixers just outplayed them and had the best player on the court, man. Deserving all-star starter Joel Embiid. Man, even if the smarty pants eggheads were like, duh, Al Horford should be an all-star, duh, he's really important to the number one seed, duh, he does a lot of really smart things on the... Get the fuck out of here. Fuck off, nerds. God damn it. Joel Embiid is like 400 times the more fun fucking basketball player to watch than Al fucking Horford. Look, I'm very fundamentally sound and getting out on the perimeter to defend this fucking draw. I don't give a shit. I want to see Joel Embiid dunk on motherfuckers and then drop threes in their face. That's what I'm all about. Give it to me. Anyway, good stuff. The Philadelphia 76ers with that win are over 500. After 41 plus games for the first time since 2011 and 2012. Holy shit. Good job, Sixers. Gotta feel happy. Gotta feel happy. How about the Magic and Cavs? Holy shit. 104, the Cavs win over the Magic. 103. Derrick Rose back. But how was this fucking game, man? The Cavs are up 23 and blew the fucking lead and went down one with like 20 seconds left. They got so fucking lazy. It was horrible. They hang on to win, though, just because of Isaiah Thomas hitting a couple of free throws to ice it. And then the Cavs, man, it was like the last fucking possession of this game was absolutely fucking bonkers. So Isaiah makes his two free throws with 11 seconds left. Alfred Payton, then they, you know, Orlando inbound the ball. Alfred Payton misses a layup, basically is fouled. There's a scrum to get the rebound. Jeff Green definitely fucking fouls everybody trying to get the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. The officials are like, oh, fuck, we better look at this for 27 minutes. And then they just go, oh, fuck it, we don't know, and held a jump ball at midcourt. Aaron Gordon gets the toss, sinks a 45-footer as the horn sounds. Everyone loses their fucking mind. Thing is, the refs are like, oh, yeah, nah. Aaron Gordon, that was a jump ball violation. So Cleveland got the ball, inbound it. That's the end of the game. Are you fucking kidding me? That's bananas. Ah, I love it. What a fucking crazy game. If you ever think that the refs aren't in the tank for the Cavs, there you go. Take that one. So Derrick Rose in his eighth game of the year. Man, he finally came back. 13 minutes, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. I mean, sure. What do we expect from Derrick Rose at this point, really? But LeBron had 6 turnovers, went 2 of 8 from the free throw line. That probably didn't help the Cavs cause, but he also had 16 points for the game. He's now 25 away, becoming the 7th player in NBA history to score 30,000 points. Holy shit. Isaiah had 21 in this as well. And Orlando, Alfred Payton had, 18 points, 8 assists, 4 rebounds. Sure, pretty good. I mean, why not? How about Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier? They both had 17. Gordo threw in 11 rebounds. But how about Big Dick Kim Birch? Holy shit. We talked about him the other day. Came out of nowhere, scored 12 points. He'd only scored 4 NBA points in his entire career up to that point. Had 10 rebounds as well in that one. Comes back out in this one. This was against the Wolves. And then today, well, last night against the Cavs, just comes out 4 more points after his 12 the other day. That's, you know, equaling his entire NBA career once more. Has 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block. Unreal. Unfucking real. Good job, Ken Birch. And how about old mate Super Mario? Yeah, 12 points on you. But Jesus, man, I don't know about LeBron and
Cleveland.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Cleveland,
like,
what was that? What the hell was that?
It's a good question, Stephen A. I just don't know. Wolves at Rockets. Wolves lose this 98-116. This one promised to be good and then was a bit of a laugh because the Rockets fucking smoked them. They're just like, actually, we're just much better, it turns out. CP3 had 19 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, and Jimmy Butler had headlined by CP3 and Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler had 24, 4 and 2. Not bad. Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns, 22 points, 16 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 blocks. Fucking hell. He's out there fucking killing it, the old Big Cat. He's like, come on, coaches, put me in the fucking all-star team. Come on, do it. Jeff Teague sucked on this one, though, so that's probably a big problem for the old Wolves. 6 of 8. 6 points on 8 shots, rather, and Jesus, not good. Andrew Wiggins, not that good either. God damn. So when it's only Jimmy Butts and Big Cat, it's a rough time for the Wolves, huh? Eric Gordon for the Rockets, 30 points off the bench. He made 7 of 13 threes. And Luka Mbaramute, 4 of 6 from 3 as well. And what about Clint Capela? He had 20 and 5. And James Harden, of course, came back. This is his first game back in a couple of weeks. He has 10 points, 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Looked a bit rusty, but Jesus, you know, what do you expect? You miss a bunch of games. Houston hit 17 of 39 for threes. Jesus Christ, mate. Unbelievable. Anyway, so there you go. Rockets, they've got fast Jimmy Harden back. They smoked the three seed in the West. I don't know what more you can ask of them. They play the Golden State Warriors on the weekend. We'll talk about that later. Pacers 86 at Blazers 100. Snoozer. Blazers smoked them in the second half here. Just sort of kept... It was like a fucking nice flexing game from the Blazers. Victor Oladipo, struggle town. 23 points on 25 shots. That's fucking Kobe-esque, bro. 23 for Darren Collison as well. The Indy bench only scored 13 points in this. Absolute Barry Crocker. Portland Dame Dollar had 26 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. Nurk, hello, is Bosnian Bear? Yes, Will Smish. Nurk. 19 points, 17 rebounds, 2 steals and 2 blocks for Nurk. Unbelievable. Siege chucked in a very inefficient 16 on 18. But the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis, versus his dad's old team. How'd he go? 9 points, 10 rebounds. Good job, the Souvlaki King. Man, Blazers needed that and they got it. Good job. So let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
Nice. That's a knife.
Look, the knife could have just been LeBron James' behind-the-back nutmeg pass to Dwayne Wade against the Magic. Man, this was so fucking good. You got to watch the video. Even D-Wade was so impressed, he nearly forgot to lay the ball in. He's just like, oh, damn, LeBron, that was awesome. It's so fucking good. But the actual performance of the night has got to be Joel Embiid, right? So 26 points, 16 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 10 of 19 from the field, 6 of 7 free throws. Embiid, what a fucking game. To come out and be like, all right, man. So I just got voted an all-star starter over the top of the old Zingerberger and Al Horford.
Supercharged Zingerberger.
Yeah, supercharged Zingerberger. And comes out and throws up a fucking 26 and 16 against the number one seed in the East, even if they were missing Kyrie. Who gives a fuck, man? That's all you can ask of the man. That's fucking great. Good job, Joel. That is a knife. For today.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
All right, who's old mate? No mates today. Who's got no mates? Victor Oladipo. Victor Oladipo in Portland. He tried to fight Yusuf Nurkic. Dude, are you fucking nuts? That's the Bosnian bear. Like, in so much as Nurkic might actually literally be a bear that the Portland coaches have put in a Blazers uniform. Their home crowd did not fucking like this. They are fucking Nurk crazy up in the Pacific Northwest. Holy shit. So in Portland today, Victor Oladipo, you are old mate, no mates. All right, let's get to other people who have no mates. It's Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
What he wouldn't give to be average right now, huh? This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And look, it was a quiet night, but Jason Tatum, the number 3 pick in the NBA draft, shook the Sixers in, well, basically Robert Covington and Dario the Homie Saric. Fucking straight out their boots in the first 2 minutes of that game. Unbelievable. You should watch this. It's fucking immense how the rook just goes, oh, see, I'm over here. Now I'm over here. Nah, fuck you. I'm at the hoop and it's in. Deal with it. This was amazing. And like, it's basically one of the better highlights you'll see all year and probably better than anything Lonzo Ball's done so far. But Tatum has 11 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Goes 1 of 3 from three. He's still top 5 in 3-point percentage for the entire NBA. That's pretty amazing. He also just had a kid. So good job, Jason Tatum. Not sure what you're doing of a kid at 19, but whatever. You do you, bro. Lonzo Ball has set out the last 2 Lakers games. Hopefully he'll be back over the weekend. All right, man. Well, that was good. That was a good better than Lonzo Ball. There's not much going on, but Jason Tatum just looks fucking the complete package, huh? I dig it. Right, let's get to the Yenars right after this one. All right, it's NBA Australia, and it's the Yenars. We take 3 NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah, and attribute them appropriately. All right, number 1, the NBA should televise the All-Star Draft, where the captains pick their teams, and LeBron should definitely take the coward Kevin Durant just to fuck with Curry and KD. Yeah, nah. Yeah, definitely. Are you fucking kidding me? This would be amazing. So LeBron is all out there, so his quote is, I'm going to try to build the best team I can. I don't play fantasy anything, and I don't trade guys on the teams when I play 2K or play the video game, so this is different from me. But I know watching guys and loving their game and all that, if you had an opportunity to play with that guy, how special would that be? Yeah, he's definitely picking KD, right? He's either going to pick KD or Giannis, and they're just going to fucking smoke Curry and KD for that entire game. Fun as hell. But Steph was the guy who was like, oh, I don't think we should televise the draft because I'm a massive fucking dork. He says, my only thing with making it live, with the way social media is now and how everything is hyped up, there's potential for those last 2 to 4 picks to be ridiculed. At the end of the day, they're all stars. I don't want to put anyone in that situation. Then fucking don't. Then just don't pick the last 4. Split them up. Away you fucking go. This isn't rocket surgery, you fucking morons. Jesus, NBA, you're smarter than this. Come on, televise it. Televise it. Anyway, number 2. Let's get back to Joel Embiid, shall we? Joel Embiid was right to deny Rihanna now that he's an all-star. Rude boy. Yeah, nah, yeah. Fuck yes. Rihanna might be basically the most smoking lady on the planet, but man, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best, right? I love this. I love the Embiid. So 2014, Embiid tweets out, this is the truth. I was trying to get with this famous girl and she said, come back when you're an all-star, bruh. Shit. Who's an all-star starter now, yo? Joel Embiid. Trust the processing. Fucking deed, man. And he's like, eh, maybe I won't ask her out for a date. That's right, Joel. Joel, you got to play hard to get now, man. You're an all-star starter. Good shit. Number 3. Let's talk about the Cavs quickly. The Cavs, look, there's so much fucking just dumb shittery around their how to fix this fucking team. And look, let's do it. The Cavs should probably shouldn't trade the Nets pick unless LeBron commits for next year and maybe even beyond that. Yeah, nah. Yeah. Look, fuck, that Nets pick is basically the Cavs' entire like future at this point, right? So unless LeBron goes, look, hey, look, all right, cool. I'm going to stay next year. So trade this fucking pick. Let's get some fucking help in here now. Let's go fucking all balls deep into this year and see if we can't win it. Then I'd be right. Maybe we'll trade it. If you get 2 years out of LeBron, fine, fucking go for it. But Jesus Christ, you better hope that you get someone back good for it. One thing I did see pop up is just like, get me some Charlotte action in here. Like, can we get MKG and Dwight and maybe like, or maybe just Marcus fucking, who else? They got Williams. Yeah, I don't know. MKG, Williams, whatever. Just another big fucking wing that they need. Anyway, let's get to the, yeah, we'll break down some Cavs trades, I reckon, next week. We'll do that proper. All right, let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Yeah, look at me. This is an unpopular opinion. I don't know. But yeah, fuck yes. Both the Pelicans' big dudes should be all-stars. Like, isn't this fucking just pretty obvious? Like, I want to be like Mike. Yeah. But both Pelicans' big dudes should be all-stars because, look, both are top 6 in scoring. Both are top 8 in rebounding, both are top 7 in blocks. Anthony Davis is 26.7 points, 10.5 rebounds, and 2.08 blocks per game. That's unbelievable. He's 4th in scoring, 8th in rebounding, 3rd in blocks. Boogie is 6th in scoring with 25.3 points a game, 12.7 rebounds, that's 3rd, and just over 1.5 blocks per game, which is 7th, and 1.5, well, he's got the Hakeem Olajuwon, the 3 blocks plus steals, right? The 1.7 blocks, the 1.57 steals. Unbelievable. So, look, to break this down, both the top 6 in scoring, both top 8 in rebounding, both top 7 in blocks. If either of these were in the East, they'd easily be the East starting All-Star center, right? Yeah, then why the fuck shouldn't they both be in the All-Star team for the West? Get the fuck out of here. All right, it's Friday. Let's get to it. It's the dickhead of the week. Oh, yeah, you know who this one's going to be. Austin fucking Rivers. Who talks that much shit when they're on the bench in a walking boot and street clothes? Motherfucking the coach's son. That's who. Of course everyone wanted to fight him on the Rockets. They're like, fuck you, Austin Rivers. I'ma punch you in your fucking little face. And we all want to fight him, don't we? Just look at that fucking face and go, oh man, I can just fucking really just beat the shit out of that, I reckon. And then how's this little dick? He comes out and goes, I know what the narrative is on me. If I didn't have this confidence or swagger in myself, I wouldn't be built to handle the negativity that I've gotten. This chip on my shoulder, this swagger and confidence, it helps me. If I didn't have it, I would not be in the NBA. Motherfucker, you're only in the NBA because your dad's your coach. Get the fuck out. Like, No one else was giving you money like 2 years ago. And then your dad's like, ah, fuck it. Let's give Austin $10 million a year. Oh my God, that's a fucking, what an absolute little prick. If I didn't have this confidence or swagger in myself, I wouldn't be built to handle the negativity. This chip, what chip on your shoulder? Being the coach's son, you little fucking dick. Ah, fuck off, Austin Rivers. God damn, I hate this little son of a bitch. All right, anyway, let's get through to the Australian Player Watch right after this one. All right, NBA Australia, the Australian Player Watch. Let's do it. We're going to whip around every single Australian player. It's Ben Simmons. He played the Celtics last night, as mentioned. Not a great game for Big Simmo. He had 8 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 3 turnovers. Joel Embiid was like fucking cooking, so Ben Simmons didn't have to do too much. Also, he's going against, like, you know, the combination of Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum. Like, fucking hell, man. Best of luck. He's got Dele Thon and the Bucks on Saturday for the weekend. So there you go. Good on you, Benno. Patty Mills, he's got the Raps on Friday, the Spurs on Sunday. Get him, Patty Cakes. Get him. Jingling Joe Ingles, he's got a back-to-back homestand on the weekend. He's got the Knicks on Friday, the Clips on Saturday. Nice one, Jingling. Matty Dellavedova. Dele! Simo on the Sixers on Saturday. Same goes for Thon McCurr. Obviously, because they're both on the Bucks. It was interesting to see Shaq and Barkley before they decided to take a couple of big munches out of those chilies last night for the ALS Chili Challenge. Barkley called out Thon for not actually improving that much this year, and I kind of agree. Expected a little bit more, but I don't know, is that more on fucking Jason Kidd being shit and not playing him more than like 18 minutes a game, and or is it on Thon, you know, not developing quite as quickly as we all expected? I don't know. Aaron Baines, big bangers against the Sixers last night. And Big Simmo, he had only 2 points on 1 of 3 field goals. But he had 4 rebounds and 1 block in 15 minutes. Not bad, not bad, bangers. Don't know why the fuck he wasn't out there more on that Pelicans game the other night either. Weird. He's got the Celtics have got the Magic on Sunday. The Celtics played so many games in the first half of the season as bananas. They played basically 2 games a week for the rest of the season. It's fucking unbelievable. Anyway, Baines still has the best individual defensive rating of any rotation player in the league. Unbelievable. And the Celtics are 25-8 when he starts. Not bad. How about Andrew Bogut? He's still got no team. I'm sitting on the couch like fucking about on Twitter, bro, and getting paid, eh? Well, that was just a mess of an accent. Anyway, he's sitting on the couch fucking about on Twitter and getting paid, son. An inspiration. How about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yeah, but he was. He's getting shots up and he's cleared for no contact practice. Love it, Dante. Let's get you back. The final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie didn't play against the Sixers, so maybe he'll be back for the Magic on Sunday. All right, not bad. Let's get to it. It's Friday. We add to the Luke Longley All-Stars. It's role players who did their damn job on championship teams, didn't complain, and got them rings, son. Oh, how about the Big Turk? This was a year where a team with no superstar could really win the NBA title. Feels like an age ago, doesn't it? 2004. Oh yeah, when the Detroit Pistons won with Mimo Okur coming off the bench. Holy shit, for the playoffs, Mimo, the big fucking hulking Turk, man. Dropping bombs from the outside, shredding on the inside, so he shot 40% from three for the entire playoffs in that run. Came off the bench behind Rasheed Wallace and Ben Wallace, 12 minutes a game, shredded like a mad dog. 4 points, 3 rebounds, definitely knew his role and excelled at it. Set hard screens, yes. Shoot three, yes. Rebound and play hard-nosed defense, pretty good, yes. On ya, Mimo, you sweaty, hairy Turkish legend. That was awesome. Love me some Mimo Okur. Just a shame that he wasn't that good. Well, you know, he had like, what, 2 good years in Utah and then was just hurt the rest of his fucking career. Brutal. Anyway, good job. You are welcome to the Luke Longley All-Stars of role players who did their damn job, didn't complain, and got them rings, Mimo. Love you, Mimo Okur. All right, let's get to Patty Mills' inspiration board and the game previews for the entire weekend. Oh yeah, it's going to be after this one. Ah, NBA Australia. How good is it hearing a bit of Ramshackle Army in the background there? It's not bad, not bad. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills' inspiration board. It's just basically, come on, who are we kidding? It's Patty Mills' Twitter, isn't it? love it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, he hasn't done anything because he hasn't played a game since the Brooklyn game a couple of days ago. So he hasn't tweeted. What are you going to do? Not much inspiring there. But A couple of good videos of him hanging out at the NBA store and signing autographs for people in NBA, in the NBA store in NYC the other day. Not bad. Good job, Patty. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the game previews. Game previews. And not a crazy weekend by any means for the NBA this weekend. Only 20 games across Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of that will probably come down to the fact on Sunday we have only four games because of the giant, giant NFL, AFC and NFC championship games. Go Pats! Let's do the fucking thing. All right, so let's talk about Friday. Let's see who's playing. We got Spurs at Raps. Man, Spurs will have no Kawhi, no Rudy, no Manu for this one. And probably, I'd say, no fucking hope. Raps win that one, don't they? Spurs, man, just... they're sort of doing the old bend, don't break in the face of all these fucking injuries. But, you know, they're now only, what, a game and a half ahead of Minnesota. Oh, it's just tough. They won their last game, but they're 5-5 in their last 10. Yeah, I think the Raps win this. Heat at Nets tonight. Hassan Whiteside, mate, he might have 40-20 going against Jared Allen and Tyler Wet and Drowned Rat Zeller. Yeah, the Heat are going to smoke the Nets in this. There's just too much talent all around their team. The Nets aren't very good. Wizard Pistons. Oh, Jesus. John Wall revenge game. He had a shit one the other day, and he wasn't an all-star starter, so I reckon John Wall just goes, wait, who's guarding me? Ish Smith? All right, I'm going to fucking kill you, motherfuckers. Andre Drummond going up against Marcin Gortat. Yeah, I think John Wall has a smoking game. Kings at Grizz. Oh, the Zachy Cake Randolph return game. Oh, that's nice. Grit and grind. Give him hell. He probably won't, well... Jaeger's got to put him in, right? He's got to play. He can't have a DMP CD against the Grizz. Ah, oh, get him, Zachy Cakes. Yeah, the Grizz are... look, the Kings are in the tank hardcore. The Grizz are horrible, but I think the Grizz do win that. Suns at Nugs. Speaking of horrible, the Suns... oh, Jesus. The Nugs going to kill him, I reckon. Let's see if anyone can handle Joker. All those Nugs guards. Man, this one might like end up being 140 to 136, though. So that could be fun. But the Nugs win. All right, how about the New York Knickerbockers of New York City at the Utah Jazz? Jazz got a nice win the other night against the Kangs. They needed that settler. They might get another one here, but yeah, they will. I reckon they will. I think they'll beat the old Knicks and the
Extreme Zinger Meal.
And the Extreme Zinger Meal. It's just what's happening. Give me the Jazz. Pacers at Lakers. Pacers on a back-to-back might be a bit rough, but they should still beat Alonzo-less Lakers, huh? Yeah, all right. Saturday, Thunder at Cavs. Whoa, 3 p.m. game. Paul George, do you reckon he's eyeing off a locker in the old Q Arena? It's like, can you please trade for me? I'm sick of it here. I'm sick of watching Rusty do stuff. LeBron, as mentioned earlier, is going to be gunning for 30,000 points total for his NBA career this night. Well, this afternoon. He needs 25 to do that. So maybe he will. What do you reckon? Bulls at Hawks. 5 p.m. Bulls, let's do it. End this Hawks win streak so then go back to tanking. But at the same time, I mean, you should also be tanking. So I don't know. That's a weird one. Bulls win that one. Heat at Hornets. Heat on a back-to-back. This will be Hassan versus Dwight Howard. Oh, man. Two players that it's kind of not that much fun to watch, huh? But more fun will be Goran Dragic versus Kemba Walker, I guess. And a whole bunch of other people like Marvin Williams versus James Bloodsport Johnson. I don't know. Heat win that, I reckon. Even on a back-to-back, I think they go 2-2 against the Nets and Hornets. Grizz at Pelicans. Gasol. Marc Gasol versus the two best big men in the West, huh? Or maybe, because Gasol was sick the other day against the, fuck, who'd they play? I don't know. Hopefully he, they beat the Lakers with that Gasol, that's right. Man, got to check up on Mike Conley as well. That is a long ass time he's been out, man. Dude broke his back and was out less time than a busted ankle. Tough. So Pelicans win that, no problems. Bucks at Sixers, Marv Elvett, yes! Big Simo and Embiid versus Greek and Deli. Well, Greek and Bledsoe and Middleton, I guess, but also Deli, sure. Bucks at Sixers, man. That's going to be fun as hell Saturday. Give me the Bucks. I think they win that one in Philly. Philly are just so up and down. It's kind of weird to pick their games. But the Bucks, well, same with the Bucks, to be honest. Jesus Christ, 23-21. Philly are 21-20. So this is actually a bit of playoff seeding going up here. Bucks probably win that. Warriors at Rockets, though. Oh, can you say marquee matchup? It's 1-2 in the West. Holy moly. Basically, 1-2... If the Rockets had a couple more wins, they'd be 1-2 in the entire league. Harden's healthy, he's back. This should be awesome. Presuming that they actually play Harden. Dude, weirdly though, is like a fucking super warrior. Doesn't miss many games. So I dare say he'll be playing. So the coward Kevin Durant and the dork Steph Curry versus fast Jimmy Harden and CP3. How good is that matchup? Give me... I think the Warriors win that. I still think they win, even in Houston. I think it's the old flex game. They go, oh, what, you guys think you can hang with us? Get the fuck out of here. Raps at Wolves. DeRozan versus Jimmy Butts. Love it. Two weird, really fucking good teams in this one. But the Raps, man, they'll be on a back-to-back. They'll have the Spurs the night before, and then they've got to travel to the Wolves. So give me the Wolves in this one. Clips at Jazz. Whingin' Blake Griffin versus Jinglin' Joe Ingles. Clips will probably win that. Jazz aren't very good, eh? Mavs at Blazers. Dame Lillard versus Dame Dollar versus Dime Store Dame Dennis Smith Jr. Oh, it's a bit harsh. It's a bit harsh, bro. What are you doing? Jesus. What do you reckon? Anyway, I don't make the rules. It's just Dame versus Dollar Dame versus Dime Store Dame. Mavs at Blazers. Give me the Blazers. Mavs have been well rested, I think, by this point, but I don't know. Blazers are just they're at home. They've got their big homestand at the moment. Should be nice and tough. And then finally, Sunday, we've got the Magic at Celtics. This is a Celtics bounce back game, isn't it? Fuck yeah. Celtics win that. New York Knickerbockers of New York City at the Lakers. Oh, Lord. Oh, sing it to me. Sing it to me, Stephen A.
That is ridiculous.
Oh, Lord, indeed. Lonzo back maybe against the Zinger? Either way, it's Zinger's only other game when he's not playing the Clippers to be in LA. So this is going to be a marquee game. Love it when the Knicks play the Lakers. That's going to be fun. Not as fun. Oh, give me the Knicks in that one. Oh, wait. No, that's a Sunday. They'll be out partying on the Saturday night. No fucking chance. Lakers win that. Nets at Pistons. Gross. No dice. Don't want any fucking part of that. In Detroit, Nets might win maybe a Spencer Dinwiddie revenge game. Revenge! And then finally, yeah, Nets will win that maybe. Pacers at Spurs. This is surprisingly fun even without Kawhi. Two kind of very process and system-oriented teams going against each other. You got Davis Bertans and the Souvlaki King Domantas Sabonis will Spider-Man meme. They'd be like, wait, is that me? Wait, hang a second, point at each other. But that'll be fun. Give me the Spurs, I think. They win that one. Yeah. Wow, that's all 20 games, man. We've picked them. We've told you who's going to win. We're completely right all the time, as you know. That's just how it goes. And you know what? That's fucking it, man. That's it for NBA Australia for this week. We'll be back Monday. We're going to have some All-Star reserves before they're announced on Tuesday. So we will do that on Monday. We'll also have some fake Cavs trades. Hopefully nothing breaks over the weekend, but whatever. If it doesn't, it does. Follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia and Facebook, and check out the old Facebook. NBA Australia Never Forgets. They are popping off and amazing and fun. The Shane Hill one yesterday was really, really good. It's just a bit of a scene from what Shane Hill was up to. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, all the good stuff. Chuck us a rating and review. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out House Hats, the best new band in Australia, and their song All Together, which is an absolute corker. Go vote for that in the Triple J Hottest 100, would ya? You've only got a couple of days left. Do it now. Stop listening. Do it now. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green Green Green, Ramshackle Army, and Fascinated for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. They're fucking good, bro. All right, and that's it. Man, it's been a fun-ass week, right? It's been fun being back home. Kind of miss Australia a little bit. But it's nice being back in Larry Armour Studios, being back in New York City, and actually having basketball in prime time. It's much better than watching it at like 11 a.m., I'll tell you that much. And you're right, man. NBA Australia, we're back Monday. Have a great fucking NBA weekend. There's plenty of good fun shit. Go Pats on Sunday. Let's beat the Jags. And we're going to finish up with an Everybody Loves Bainesy. And we'll catch us on Monday. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Hosen! Everybody Loves Bainesy is recorded in front of a live studio audience. Sheila, I'm home. About bloody time.
Oi, what's all this about?
Oi yourself, where have you been?
I had to play the bloody Sixers, you know that.
Bullshit, you weren't playing them till 3 a.m, you dickhead.
All right, you got me. I snuck Ben Simmons into a pub and got him shit-faced. Then we stripped him naked and tied him to a railway boom gate.
Oh, Bainesy.
Aww.
Wait, isn't it like minus 14 degrees outside?
Huh. Now I think about it, it was a bit nippy out. Shit. I reckon I better go save him, eh?
I reckon you better, you big boof head.
All right, I'm off to save Simo. Love you, Sheila.
Love you too, Bainesy.
Aww.
Hopefully the bugger's not frozen to death, eh?
Tune in next week for more Everybody Loves Bainesy.